哈利路亚，奉主是圣名开始我们早上的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we begin with our morning service.
我们一起唱诗三百一十八首。
Let's sing hymn 318.
三百一十八首。
318.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣我们现在要起同心跪下来祷告。
Thank God, and we now kneel down and pray together.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣特别带领我们这两天的灵修会。
As we pray, let us ask God to guide our spiritual cultivation.
所以我们在这两天的聚会当中呢，能够借着这个机会来一起学习神的道理。
So in these 2 days to come, we can learn the word of God together.
并且能够再一次的被神的爱所激励。
And also once again be stimulated and moved by the love of God.
进一步的去了解神在我们生命当中的旨意。
So that we can take one step further and understand the will of God in our lives.
我们现在一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us now kneel down and pray together.
哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣恩典，在安息圣日，我们一起聚集在这里学习。
We thank God, but by His grace, we are gathered here together to learn the word.
从今天还有明天呢我们有两天的灵修课程。
Today and tomorrow we'll hold 2 days of spiritual cultivation.
能够借着这两天的学习使我们能够更进一步的来了解圣经的道理。
In which we will take one step further in our spiritual life to understand the word of the Bible.
那也很感谢主大家能够提早来。
We also thank the guidance of God that everyone could come early.
我本来在想说那个平常我们比平常聚会早开始嘛，然后我在想说第一节课的时候不知道会有多少人来。
Because this being the first session earlier than the normal Sabbath service, I wasn't sure how many people will come.
感谢主耶稣大家对这种学习的机会能够把握都能够提早来到教会。
We praise the Lord that everyone is willing to learn and has taken good use of this opportunity to come early to church.
愿主耶稣纪念大家的付出。
May God remember your sacrifice.
我们这次的灵修会这次进修会的主题叫做自我预备。
The theme of this spiritual cultivation seminar is prepare yourself.
其实我一开始接到这个题目的时候，我就在想这个题目到底是在讲什么。
So when I was assigned to lead this topic, I was thinking about the content which I would preach.
因为自我预备可以是有非常不同的非常多不同的方面。
Reason being that self-preparation entails many aspects.
我们可以预备很多东西。
There are many things we can prepare ourselves for.
所以我基本上呢，在这一次灵修会呢，我被安排了三节课所以我就把这分成三个部分来讲。
So basically, because I was assigned 3 sessions, I divided my topic into 3 subsections.
希望说这三节里面呢，都能够包括了我们信仰生活的三个方向。
And hopefully, we will cover all aspects or directions of our spiritual lives in this 3 sessions.
所以第一节我们会来谈一下自我预备服侍神。
The first session will be concerned with prepare yourself to serve God.
那我们第二节课第二节课则是来谈一下如何自我预备来过着信仰的生活来行道。
The second session will be prepare yourself to live the life of the Word.
那第三节课呢我们来谈一下。自我预备要回去见主。
The last section, the third one, will be prepare yourself to meet the Lord.
因为这三个方向，这三个部分呢，都是我们基督徒我们一生里面最重要的三包括最重要的三个部分。
These 3 aspects encompass the 3 most important aspects of our spiritual lives as Christians.
所以我们就从这三个方向来做学习。
So we will learn.Through these 3 directions.
所以我们这一节呢，先来谈一下怎么样呢，能够预备自己来服侍主呢。
Firstly, in this section, let us talk about how to prepare ourselves to serve the Lord.
我们来看一下以赛亚书的第六章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1.
第一节，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。第二节，其上有撒拉佛四立，各有6个翅膀，用2个翅膀遮脸，2个翅膀遮脚，2个翅膀飞翔。第三节，彼此呼唤说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。第四节，因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。在这里讲到的是，神呼召以赛亚 的经过。
Okay, we are told about the process of the calling of Isaiah.
我们能不能换下一张的 slide？在这里我把它很简单的把它列出来。
Very simply, I have made an enumeration here.
但是大家不要期望太多哈。
But don't expect too much out of it.
因为一节课只有一张而已。
Because there'll be only a one slide per lesson.
所以没有下面的，就这样子而已。
So this will be all you get.
所以在这里我们看到的是以赛亚蒙召的经过。
So here we see how Isaiah was called.
在这里呢，我们看到说在神呼召以赛亚的时候，是乌西亚王崩的那年。
And the first thing we see that this was in the year King Uzziah died.
所以在一开始呢，神给以赛亚做了一个比较。
Initially, God makes a comparison.
这叫做两王的比较。
This is a comparison between two kings.
乌西亚王在当代算是一个非常英明的君王啊。
Uzziah at the time was a very successful and famous king.
在他的努力之下，其实以色列国开始变得再一次的兴盛起来。
And we can say that under his guidance and ruling, the kingdom of Israel was restored.
所以其实我们可以看到说在大卫、在所罗门之后其实以色列王朝一直在衰败啊。
So you can see that starting from Solomon and David, the kingdom actually declined.
所以在一直到乌西亚王的时候
，all the way until King Uzziah.
因为乌西亚王是一个很聪明的人。
Uzziah was actually a very wise man.
不管是在军事、在政治、在经济上面呢，整个以色列国呢都重新好像要爬起来一样。
And the kingdom of Israel started climbing uphill again in terms of politics, economics, and the general management of the kingdom.
所以以色列国呢，所以在看起来呢，好像要重新恢复大卫王朝的辉煌。
So in appearance, the kingdom of Israel was on the road to reestablishing its success during the area of David.
在这个时候呢，国中的政治有乌西亚王。宗教则是由以赛亚这个先知。
At that time, politics were led by King Uzziah, and religious affairs were led by Prophet Isaiah.
其实乌西亚王跟以赛亚两个是 cousin 两个是堂兄弟哦。
And actually, Uzziah and Isaiah were cousins.
所以其实那个以赛亚的工作呢，因为政治帮助，因为有政治帮助的关系，其实也是可以很顺利的推动的
The work done by Isaiah could be greatly helped by the fact that Uzziah could give him a hand politically.
所以这样看起来，以色列国应该是走向那个恢复光荣的路上。
So it seems that the kingdom of Israel was bound to be restored.
但是在这里第一节就告诉我们
，But here in verse 1 we see.
他说。乌西亚王死的那年
，In the year that King Uzziah died，
这个乌西亚王就这样子死了。
So this is how he died。
英明的王，这个英明的政治就在这里做了一个结束。
This very successful king died in this manner。
我想这个对以赛亚来说是一个很大的打击。
So we can think that this was a great struggle for Isaiah。
好像本来一个有盼望，一个要恢复这个光荣的，恢复信仰。恢复国家辉煌的时代，就这样子突然结束了。
Because it would have seemed that this hope, this light at the end of the tunnel he saw, ended abruptly in this manner.
所以这在以赛亚的工作来说呢，应该是一个很大的打击。
For Isaiah, this was a great downturn in his work.
但是就是在这一个时候，神让他看见了这个异象。
But it was precisely at this moment that God allowed him to
see a vision. 他看见了什么异象
？What did he see?
他看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
He saw that the Lord was sitting on a throne.
所以在这里，神要以赛亚做一个很明显。很强烈的对比。
So here God wants Isaiah to realize that there is a very strong comparison happening.
今天如果你把盼望放在人的身上
，If today you put your hope on people,
人会死
，People will pass away.
但是虽然人会死
，But although people die,
但是却有一个永存的主坐在高高的宝座之上。
There is a Lord who is eternal and sits upon the throne.
所以要让以赛亚重新建立起他正确的观念。
So God wanted Isaiah to reestablish a correct concept. concept.
今天要做工。
Today when we work.
今天要复兴信仰。
When we want to reignite our faith.
今天要建立教会。
When we want to establish the church.
今天要带着神的荣耀啊，在我们当中。
When we want to lead our life through God's glory.
不是靠人。
We don't rely on man.
不管人有多有能力。
No matter how powerful they are.
多有智慧。
No matter how wise they are.
这个人会改变。
People will change.
人会消失。
People will vanish.
人会离开。
People will depart.
所以我们今天的盼望，我们今天我们的盼望不要建立在人的身上。
So today our hope should not be locked on people.
所以神让以赛亚看见这个高高宝座上的永存主。
When God allowed Isaiah to see the everlasting Lord, it was for this purpose.
让我们知道说，虽然人会改变
，so that we know that men are mutable.
但是我们所信的主是永存不变的。
The God in which we believe is immutable.
只要我们把我们的盼望放在他的身上。
As long as we put our hope on him.
只要我们有他做我们的依靠。
As long as we see him as our trust.
那我们绝对不会蒙羞。
They will certainly not be put to shame.
所以我们今天要向今天神让以赛亚看到这个意象。
So today, when God allowed Isaiah to see the vision,
神也要我们每一个人都看见。
God wants us to see something as well.
我们信仰真正的对象，我们倚靠的对象是那个坐在宝座上的主。
That the target and the objective of our faith is the Lord sitting upon the throne.
在这里说，主的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿。
It says here that his robe was filling the temple.
在这里说主坐在宝座上。
And here it says that the Lord was sitting upon the
throne. 宝座是做什么的？
What is the throne for?
从圣经上来看，主坐在宝座上通常是要审判。
From the point of view of the Bible, God sitting upon the throne means judgment.
所以原本神跟人是带着审判来的。
So originally God brings judgment to mankind.
但是这个是在圣殿。
But this is in the temple.
圣殿是人与神相会的地方。
Which we know is the point of meeting between God and man.
他的衣裳下垂遮满殿圣殿
His robe was lying down, filling the temple.
告诉我们说虽然主坐在高的宝座上。
Telling us that although the Lord is sitting up on the throne,
但是他跟我们的关系不是那个遥不可及的。
His relationship is not that far.
所以我们不要觉得说，这个神很伟大，所以他离我很远。
We do not have to think that because God is great, His relationship with us is abysmal.
我们这么微小他这么伟大，他会在乎我们吗？
And we are so tiny, so insignificant. How can He care for us?
是的，主是伟大的。
It is true that God is great.
主坐在高高的宝座上。
It is true that He is sitting upon the throne.
但是当你来到圣殿
But as soon as you step into the temple,
来到神与人相会的地方
When you come to the place of meeting between God and man,
你就能够看到他遮满圣殿的衣裳
You can see the trains of his robe covering the temple,
是你可以抓到的
Which you can get hold of,
抓住了你就有盼望
And once you get hold of it, you have hope,
抓住了你就能够享受到神的慈爱以及怜悯
You have the possibility of enjoying the pleasure of God's compassion and
mercy 所以神的衣裳下垂是他对人施恩与怜悯
Therefore the train of God's robe means the mercy and the grace of God
是建立起人跟神这之间的一个管道
which establishes a bridge directly linking man and God
是我们每次来到教会
so whenever we come to church
是我们每一次跪下来祷告
whenever we kneel down to pray
当我们向主祷告的时候
when we pray to our Lord
我们不用害怕
we need not have fear
更不用觉得他非常的遥远
we don't need to feel that he's far
圣经上告诉我们
the Bible tells us
他说他离我们个人不远
that he is not far from each of us
不远哦
He is not far.
就在我们身边
For he is by our side.
只要你来到神的殿
Only if you come to his temple.
只要你抓住他的衣襟
If you get hold of the train of his robe.
他离你不远
He shall not be far from you.
他是我们可以追求可以依靠的对象
He is the one in which we can rely and trust on.
所以在这里神让以赛亚先看到这个意象
So here we see that God allowed Isaiah to see the vision.
让他有正确服侍的对象的观念
so that he could know exactly who was the target of his worship.
我们不是服侍人
we don't serve man.
我们服侍的价值不在人的身上
and the value of our service are not reside on what other people think.
而是在那个永存主之上
but instead on what God sees.
那接下来呢
Now, let's read on.
接下来第二节
Verse 2.
第二节说其上有撒拉佛势力
It says that it stood seraphim.
然后所以在一开始呢，神先让他做一个两王的比较，哦。
So in the beginning, we mentioned the comparison between the two kings.
啊，来了解说服事的对象是谁。
So that Isaac would understand who was the target of his worship.
那，啊，再下来让他看见宝座前的撒拉佛。
Next, God allowed Isaiah to see the seraphim standing before
the throne.使他能够有一个服事的榜样，让他做学习。
So that he could have a model as an example for his learning.
那撒拉佛这个啊，这个名称很特别哦。
The denomination seraphim has a special meaning.
啊，撒拉佛的意思哈，叫做焚烧。
Seraphim means to burn.
烈火。
It is a consuming fire.
哦，所以他被称为哈焚烧的天使啊，啊，他叫炽天使，炽就是火嘛。哦，焚烧的天使，哦，炽天使。
It is sometimes called the angel of the flame.
哦，那这撒拉佛呢，在基督教应该讲说，在传说当中，哦，啊，是个很特别的存在。
And according to the tradition, seraphims have a very special existence.
啊，在圣经当中，哦，只有这里讲到撒拉佛。
In the Bible, only here you see the term seraphim.
啊，整本圣经里面只有出现过一次而已。
In the whole Bible, this is the only place you can find it.
撒拉佛焚烧的天使。
This is the seraphim, the angel.
哦，所以在犹太人，哦，犹太人的神话或是传说，啊，他们会把天使，哦，排大小。
The Jewish tradition actually has a ranking for angels.
哦，所以在那个众多不同的天使当中，哈，啊，撒拉佛被列为天使之首，哈。
So according to the hierarchy of the angels, the seraphims are actually the leaders of the angels.
哦，所以他只有出现一次。
Although they only appear once.
但是他却被列为众天使之长。
Nonetheless, they are considered the chief of the angels.
好，在这里说哈，这撒拉佛是怎么样服事的呢
？Here we are told what is the manner of their service.
哦，所以在这里要给以赛亚做一个榜样。
And this is as an example for Isaiah.
也是要给我们每一个人做一个榜样哦。
And also as an example for ourselves.
啊，使我们知道说我们今天要自我预备。
So that we know that we should prepare ourselves.
我们要服侍神，
that we need to serve God.
我们要注意什么？
And what we need to keep in mind as we do so.
啊，第一是说服侍的对象。
The first is the target of our service.
啊，在这里说，撒拉佛侍立在神的面前。
It says here that above it stood a seraphim.
啊，因为有侍立在神的面前。
And because he is standing before God.
使得他的服侍有了价值。
It means that it has value in its service.
今天如果撒拉佛不是在神的面前，
if the seraphim weren't standing before God,
那不管他多有能力，
no matter how powerful he is,
不管他多美丽，
no matter how beautiful it is,
不管他服事多努力，
no matter how much effort he puts into serving God,
他的服事都没有价值。
All the service is actually in
vain. 就像我们今天去上班，
it's like us going to work today.
我们每天很努力的去上班，
you strive to work hard.
每天自愿加班，
and every day you stay overtime voluntarily.
我不拿加班费。
And without taking any overtime pay,
自愿减薪。
You actually decide to cut your own salary.
你是 employee of the year 哈，这个年度最佳员工。
And your name as the employee of the year.
但是在你这么拼命努力的工作
，But as you work so hard,
可是你每天都走错公司。
And you actually step into the wrong office.
你明明在这里上班。
So you work at office A.
可是你每天都到这边加班。
But you say you go to work overtime at office B.
很拼啊。
And you work hard.
不要加班费啊。
And you don't ask for pay.
你的老板会怎么说
？But what will your boss say?
你的老板会不会说，你做得很好啊
？Will he say, well done?
虽然你每天都没有来这里。
Although you never come and we don't see you.
每天都去我竞争对手那里。
You go to the competition to work.
可是你工作很努力。
But I see that you work very hard.
你加班非常的辛苦
，and you work overtime，
给你一个大奖
，I will give you a great bonus，
会不会
？Will this happen？
不会啊
，Of course not，
三天就把你开除了
，You'll be actually fired within 3 days。
所以一个人的努力是好的
，So the effort in itself is good。
但是一个人的努力要有正确的对象
，But the effort has to be directed。
你的服事对象要正确
，And the target of your labor has to be correct。
你一切的工作才会有价值
，So that all your value will be counted， all your work。
所以我们今天要重新去思考一下自己。
So let us again meditate.
我今天提早来到教会。
Today I came to church early.
我今天努力传福音。
And I spent a lot of time preaching.
我放下自己可以有的 休闲时间来聚会。
I put aside my free time to come to service.
我礼拜五晚上也来。
And I come to church on Friday nights.
我下雪还是来。
Even if it snows.
礼拜六安息日我准时到。
And Sabbath morning I come on time.
啊，礼拜天有进修会我还是来。
And even if it's a spiritual cultivation seminar on Sundays, I come as well.
我们这么努力的做了这一切。
We do all this.
我们付出这么多的辛苦。
And we pay such a high price.
有一个原因
There is one reason for
有一个对象
There is a target for all
所以谁是我们服事的对象
Who is the target of our labor
会决定我们努力付出的价值
This will be the key of the value of our service
如果你每次聚会都来
So if we come to service each time there is service
但是你来是因为我要找这个人聊天我要找那个朋友
But if you come with a mentality to talk with this friend or that friend
不是不好
It is not that this is bad in itself
但是你的价值就变少了。
But then the value of you coming has been reduced.
来教会看到大弟兄姐妹很开心。
You come to church and you're happy to see everyone.
一个礼拜不见。
Because you haven't seen them for a week.
看到大家辛苦一个礼拜，看到弟兄姐妹很开心呢。
After working hard for a week, we are glad to have fellowship with each other.
这是好的。
And this is good.
但是我们聚会，我们来这里还有一个更重要的目的。
But when we come here, we have a higher purpose.
我们是来见主。
We come here to see the Lord.
一个礼拜没有看到了。
Because we haven't seen him for a week.
来到这里，在安息日享受在主里面的恩典以及保守。
So we come to the Sabbath day to enjoy the blessings and the peace of the Sabbath day.
能够暂时放下世界上的辛劳，世界上的工作。
So that we can temporarily lay aside the works and the toil of this world.
来到这里跟主耶稣打个招呼。
In order to come here and greet the Lord.
这不是很好吗？
Isn't this wonderful?
这是我们服，这是我们来到教会最重要的目的。
This is the most important objective we come by coming.
撒拉佛有价值。
Now the seraphim also has value.
因为它侍立在神的面前。
Because it stands before God.
这是对象。
This is the target.
那它侍立的方法呢
？Now let us talk about the method.
我们来看一下第二节。
Let us see verse 2.
第二节。
这
其上势力有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。哈，我们在这里说到撒拉佛有六个翅膀。
Now it mentions here that the seraph has six wings.
那两个翅膀，它飞的时候两个翅膀遮脸。
As it flies, it has two wings covering his face.
两个翅膀遮脚。
Two covering its feet.
只用两个翅膀飞翔哦。
And the remaining two to fly.
从这当中我们可以学到什么
？So what is the spiritual teaching?
在这里，撒拉佛给以赛亚做一个榜样。
We know the seraph is set up as an example for Isaiah.
今天这撒拉佛也是给我们每一个服事神的人都做一个榜样。
And also today, the seraphim is our example today.
服事当中记得遮脸。
When we serve, we cover our faces.
什么叫做遮脸
？What does it mean to cover one's face？
遮脸就是把自己的荣耀遮盖起来。
The meaning of this is to cover and hide one's glory.
我们有时候在工作当中
，when we serve，
有时候凸显出我们个人的能力
，sometimes we exhibit our own personal abilities，
使得别人在看到你
，so that when people see you，
觉得你工作做得真的不错
，they feel that your work is not bad，
翻译翻得好啊
，that the preaching is done very good，
煮饭煮得好啊
，and that cooking is also done greatly，
我们都很尽心尽力的在完成神的工作
，so we know that we work hard for the sake of the Lord，
这是好的
，and this is good，
但是在我们努力的时候
，but as we work for the Lord，
记得把自己的脸遮起来
，we need to remember to cover our face，
一切的工作都是为了神的荣耀
，because everything is done for the glory of God。
我们来看一下以西结书
，let us turn to the book of Ezekiel。
我们看以西结书的二十八章
Ezekiel chapter 28。
以西结书的二十八章
，Ezekiel chapter 28。
我们看以赛亚书，等一下。我们看以赛亚书十四章好了。
Let us instead see Isaiah chapter 14。
好，以赛亚书十四章
Isaiah chapter 14。
十二节
，verse 12。
以赛亚书的十四章十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12。
这里说：明亮之星，早晨之子，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？第十三节。你心里曾说：我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。第十四节。我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。哦，那在这里讲到是啊。一个人哦，失败的原因呐、啊。
This passage mentions the reason for which a person fails.
啊，在这里说这个早晨之星啊，这个明亮之子居然失败了。
And we see that this Lucifer, the son of the morning, actually failed.、
啊、我们常常用这里在讲那个美丽的天使失败了。
Oftentimes we quote this passage referring to the beautiful angel that fell.
那、啊、为什么失败呢
？What is the reason for this failure？
就像我们刚刚所念过的经节哈、哦。
Just as we read.
啊，他说我要升到天上。
He said, "I shall go to the heights of
heaven." 我要高举宝座。
And I will uphold the throne.
我要坐在聚会的山上。
I will be sitting upon the mountain of meeting.
啊，我要升到高云之上。
And I will go to the farthest side of the north.
啊，我要与至上者同等。哦、
And I will be like the most high.
哦、啊，你看在这短短的几节里面哦。
So you see that within these few verses.
哦，都是我。
The reading is just I.
那、啊、所以一个人为什么会失败
？So why does one fail?
当一个人只有看到我。
When one sees only oneself,
我要怎么样
？Saying I want to do this.
我是什么人
？Who I am.
哦，我完成什么样的工作
？What I have done.
当一个人开口闭口都是自己
，When a person, whenever he speaks, says I am me.
那就危险了。
Then that is a sign of danger.
为什么危险
？Why?
因为不断的在凸显自己的荣耀。
Because we are trying to exalt and show our own glory.
哦，所以我们今天在工作
，So today when we serve,
我们服侍神
，When we serve God,
我们尽心尽力。
We work and strive for.
我们用到自己最大的能力。
This purpose and use all our might and strength.
但是在这一切工作当中
，But within our labor,
记得把脸遮上。
Remember to use your wings to cover your face.
一切的荣耀归于主。
And to give all glory to the Lord.
那这样子，神的恩典跟赏赐就会临到我们的身上。
In this way, the blessings and the grace of God will be unto you.
所以记得遮脸。
So remember to cover your face.
还要记得遮脚。
And also remember to cover your
feet. 为什么要记得遮脚？
What is the importance of covering one's feet?
因为脚啊，是一个人啊做过的事情啊。
Because the feet represent the track of our labor.
我们说，凡走过的都必留下痕迹嘛。
We say that wherever we walk, there is a track or a trail lagging behind.
哦，所以你到海边啊，在沙地上走啊，你每走过都会有一个一个脚印在你后面啊。
So when you go to the beach and walk on the sand, you will leave footprints.
哦，所以我们常讲说那个脚啊，啊，是人的作为，人过去所行的。
And we mentioned that the feet are a symbol of our past deeds and our actions.
哦，所以为什么要遮脚
？So why do we need to cover?
那、啊、遮脚是什么意思
？And what is the meaning of covering?
哦，就是在你完成一项又一项的圣工之后。
It is that after you have completed holy work after holy work.
不要一直回头去看。
Don't think back to it.
啊，我当年做了什么
？Turn back and see what I did and what year.
这个当初啊，要是不是我啊，这个不会成功的。
Because that wouldn't have been accomplished with my help.
所以不要一直去纪念自己所完成的工作。
So don't commemorate all the labor that you did.
做过之后回头忘记了。
Just turn your head back and forget about it.
啊，所以有一次啊，有人在问保罗。
There was once people asking Paul.
啊，保罗啊，你呀、啊，这到底是怎么？你到底是真的使徒还是假的、啊、
？Paul, are you a true apostle or a false apostle?
啊，保罗啊，你到底做了什么工作啊
？Paul, what have you done ultimately?、
啊、保罗说什么
？What did Paul say?
保罗说，啊，我有帮人家洗礼啦。
He said, I have baptized people.
哦，好像洗了这个。
I think I baptized this person.
啊，洗了那一个。
And all that other one.
啊，剩下的我不记得了。
But the other ones I forgot about.
啊，保罗做了多少工作啊
？But how much work did Paul do?
圣经上怎么说
？What does the Bible say about it?
圣经上说，有时候保罗工作的时候，哈，有时候在保罗工作的时候
，The Bible says that when Paul worked,
啊，有人哦。 就把他的毛就把他的那个毛巾拿走啊。
Some people took away the cloth he used.
那个擦汗的。
And he used this to wipe out his sweat.
哦，把他的毛巾拿走啊，放到病人身上，啊，病人就好了。
And they will put this cloth on a sick person, and the sick person will be healed.
保罗被称为翻天覆地的使徒。
Paul was the apostle that shook the heavens and the earth.
哦，是个大有能力的。
Who was mighty in power.
行了很多神迹。
Who performed many signs and miracles.
做了很多工作。
Who did much for the Lord.
那你问他。
So now you ask him.
你做了什么？
What have you done?
不记得了。
He said, I forgot.
这是一个工人伟大的原因啊。
This is the source of greatness of a worker of God.
啊，我记不清楚了。
I forgot about it.
哦，好像这是不是我洗的？不知道。
My memory is fuzzy. I don't know if I baptized this person.
是不是真的不记得？
Is it that he truly forgot?
哦，我想不一定是。
I think that it might not be so.
而是说他没有在看说，你看，你是我洗礼的哦，你是我洗礼的哦。哦，他没有在看这些。
Thing is that he is not seeing who was baptized by him.
不纪念自己的工作。
He did not commemorate his own labor.
哦，不是他不关心信徒啊。
Not that he didn't take care of the members.
而是他不重视自己完成的事情。
But he did not emphasize what he accomplished.
哦，把他说，哦，你看我做了多少。
He did not say, look at what I've done.
他只知道说，忘记背后，努力向前。
He only knew to forget the past and strive forward.
啊，不断的做就对啦。
To do without ceasing.
哦，所以我们今天哦，服事要记得遮脚。
So today, as we serve, let us cover our feet.
哦，不要回头去看自己过去的成就。
Let us not turn back and see our past accomplishments.
哦，所以圣经上告诉我们哦。
The Bible tells us.
那个手扶着犁向后看的，不配做主的门徒啊。
That those who are holding back, looking behind their backs, are not worthy of serving the Lord.
哦，这有两个解释。
And this has two explanations.
啊，一个就是哦，当你要信主了。
If you want to believe in the Lord.
如果你还一直回头想要回到过去的生活啊。
If you're holding the plow, looking back to your past life.
你不配做主的门徒。
Then you're not worthy of becoming a disciple.
一直想要回到罪恶的生活里面。
Because you want to return to your sinful life.
啊，一直想要回到过去的坏习惯里面。
You want to go back to the bad life you led.
哦，不配做主的门徒。
You're not worthy of being a disciple.
啊，第二个解释哦。
The second explanation.
啊，就是你是手扶着犁哦。
Is that you're holding the plow.
啊，扶着犁干什么？
What for?
种田啊。
It is to plow the land.
要不然你扶着犁干什么？
Otherwise, why would you do that?
哦，所以就是扶着犁要往前推啊。
So if you hold the plow, you need to push it forward.
哦，所以你在工作当中哦，不要往回头看啊。
So as you push the plow, do not look back.
哦，你看我后面这个犁啊，这个拉的这个田埂啊，这个哦，你看我这个拉这个刨的多漂亮啊
！Saying, look at how straight and wonderful and perfect is the line I drew on the ground.
你看我刨的多直啊
！Look at how perfect is this line I just plowed through.
啊，我们都有这个经验哈。
We have this experience.
你往前走。
If you walk forward,
你回头看
and you look backwards,
你回头看的时候继续往前走
and at the same time you keep walking forward,
你以为你走的是直的 huh?
You think that you're walking on a straight line,
再一回头看已经不知道歪去哪里了
But when you return, you see that your trajectory is off,
有时候开车也是这样子 huh?
The same thing happens when you drive along,
这个不可以的，这很危险的
And this is something you should not do because
it's dangerous, 我们在开车啊
When you drive,
东西掉了
and something falls,
我们会想说下去捡一下 huh?
You think about picking it up,
我们以为自己扶得很直 huh?
Thinking that you're holding the wheel straight.
是不是每次起来都吓一跳
？But then when you come up, you'll be surprised.
都已经不知道偏去哪里了。
Because you don't know in what lane you are.
所以一个人如果不往前看
，So if a person does not look straight,
即使你以为你是直着走
，Even if you think you are walking straight,
你扶着那个犁哈，你的走的路都是歪的。
Even if you hold a plow, you will not be able to plow straight.
所以不要回头看
，So do not look back and see.
遮住自己的脚
，Instead cover your feet.
不纪念自己的行为
，And forget your past accomplishments.
第三个是说这个。这个撒拉佛啊，只用两个翅膀飞翔。
Then it goes on to mention that the seraphim only used two wings to fly.
哦，他有几对翅膀
？How many pair of wings?
他有三对六只翅膀。
He had three pairs, which are six wings in total.
所以他只用两只翅膀飞翔。
So only two of them were used.
照我们的了解哈。
And according to our deduction.
这速度哦，只有三分之一而已啊。
We think that the speed has been a third of what it could have been.
如果今天是你，你会怎么觉得
？What would you feel if you were to judge this.
太没有效率了。
This is greatly inefficient.
哦，我们这个社会是什么？讲求效率的社会。
Because in this society we want efficiency.
啊，什么都要快。
We want results and we want them fast.
哦，连吃饭也要快。
Even when you eat, you have to hurry up.
哦，所以那个吃饭，你那经过啊，那个速食哦还不够哦。
So fast food is not fast enough.
哦，还要 drive through 啊，连下车都不要，直接从旁边过去哦。
You have to have a drive through so that people can get the fast food even faster.
啊，甚至如果你到 Las Vegas 啊
，and if you go to Las Vegas
啊，如果你要结婚哦
，if you are married there
哦，也有 drive through 哦，不用下车的哦。
There are even drive through marriage places where you do not need to step off your car.
哦，十五分钟帮你办好。
In 15 minutes, you're all done.
哦，这就是我们的社会。
This is what society has come.
一切要讲求快。
Everything has to be done fast.
效率。
Efficiently.
哦，要 maximize 哦，就是把那个所有的资源用到极限哦。
And all resources should be maximized and optimized.
啊，但是如果今天啊。沙拉佛用六个翅膀飞翔会出现什么事？
But what would happen if the seraphim were to fly with six
wings? 速度会不会变快？
Will he fly faster?
可能会哦。
Maybe.
三倍哦。
Maybe three times as fast.
但是当沙拉佛全速在飞的时候会出现什么事？
But what will happen when it is flying at full speed?
脸就遮不住了。
He cannot cover his face.
脚就遮不住了。
He cannot cover his feet.
所以就把自己的荣耀显现出来。
So he would show the glory to other people.
开始回头去看自己的行为。
And we'll start to look back on his past
actions. 所以今天我们要服侍神。
So today when we serve God.
我们记得不要用六只翅膀飞翔。
Remember not to fly with all six wings.
两只就够了。
Because two are enough.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
那是说我们在服侍神的当中啊，要有灵修隐藏的生活。
It means that within our service, we need to have our secret time of spiritual cultivation.
你每做三分之一的工作。
Whenever you accomplish a third of your work,
你要有三分之二的灵修时间。
You need two-thirds of the same amount of time to back it up.
才不会越做工越软弱。
I use this time for spiritual cultivation so that you are not weakened.
所以我们不要追求那个极限，那个最高的速度哦。
So do not pursue the utmost speed.
而是在飞翔的时候呢，能够有所节制。
But instead, pursue.To have self-control when you fly.
但是不是说我们不要努力做工哦？
It is not that we should not strive to work our best.
而是告诉我们说这个隐藏灵修工作的重要。
But what it is emphasized here is the importance of spiritual
cultivation. 有隐藏的生活。
To have a secret spiritual cultivation life.
才有神同在工作的作为。
It's the reason and the source of having God's abidance in our work.
所以我们三分之一的工作。
So we work with a third of our energy.
三分之二的灵修。
And with the two-thirds remaining, we switch up.Spiritually cultivate ourselves.
但是是百分之百的付出。
But in all, we are working with 100% of our strength.
所以这是撒拉佛跟以赛亚做的榜样。
And this is the example laid out by the seraphim to Isaiah.
我们来看一下这个撒拉佛呢，他这个工作的表现在哪里
？So let us see what are the acts or concrete actions the seraphim did.
我们看第六章。
Let us see chapter 6.
第六章。第三节
，Chapter 6 verse
3。第三节说，彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之神，他的荣耀充满全地。”我们在这里看到撒拉佛唯一的主动表现，是在这里他们的呼喊。
Here we see that the only active action that they took was to cry out loud。
在这里的彼此，在这呼喊里面，我们看到两个优点。
And as they cried to another, we can see two virtues.
第一个优点呢，就是他们是彼此互相呼喊。
The first one is that they do this mutually to one another.
这个是同工的精神。
Which is the spirit of working as a team.
不是自己一个人喊哦。
It is not an individual shouting alone.
互相喊。
But they shout to each other.
互相有 echo, 互相呼应啊。
There is an interaction among them.
所以我们今天工作也是这样子。
Today when we work the same principle
twice. 今天你很有能力。
Today you might be very capable.
你很有智慧。
You might be very wise.
你很有恩赐。
Very knowledgeable.
很好
and I'm very able and this is good.
但是当你在这一切的工作当中没有办法跟别人一起同工
but if you work and you are unable to work together with others,
这就有问题了
then you have a problem.
我们可以看到从主耶稣在从圣经里面的教导当中
within the teachings of the Bible.
哦，一直都是什么？两个两个一起出去工作。
We see that the principle of work is every two pair by pair.
很重视这个同工的精神啊。
In the Bible, the spirit of companionship is very important.
但是我们今天常看到的是什么？
But what do we see today?
哦，我们可以分工。
We can divide the labor.
但是我们不能够合作。
But we cannot actually work together.
哦，每个人都有自己的方法。
Because we all have our own methodology.
每个人的自己都有自己的主见啊。
We have our own points of view.
哦，所以你不让我，我也不让你啊。
So if you are not willing to yield, I won't either.
那就你做你的，我做我的啊。
So you do your thing and I do mine.
可是圣经上一直教导我们啊，要同工同劳，同得果效。
But the Bible says that we must work together, strive together to accomplish a common result.
哦，所以我们今天要重新去思考一下哦。
So let us think again now.
我们的服事有没有办法同工？
Is our servitude able to lead us to work together with each other?
一同工作哦，同工哦。
We are working together.
哦，不是彼此攻击哦，同工哦。
It is not that we are working to kill each other.
哦，所以我们今天看我们的工作是单打独斗呢，还是团体作战呢？
So are we fighting heroically individually, or are we working as an army together to battle?
那第二个是说他们在工作当中呢，彼此呼喊的内容啊，是充满了赞美。
The second virtue of the seraphim is concerned with the praise they made.During their cry.
那有时候我们有很多很，我们想要呼喊很多东西。
Sometimes we feel like crying out many things out loud.
啊，神啊，我要这个啊。
Lord, I want this.
我要那个啊。
Lord, I want that.
帮我这个啊。
Help me with this.
给我那个啊。
Help me with that.
那我们呼喊了很多。
And we shout to the Lord.
那其实神知道我们的需要。
But God actually already knows.
哦，所以跟神告诉神我们的需要是没有关系的。
So it is okay to tell God what you need.
但是在这里告诉我们说，这个撒拉佛的呼喊都是。赞美神。
But it says here that they cry to each other, praises to the Lord.
哦，当我们如果懂得赞美
，if we know how to worship God,
不管我们的环境怎么样
，no matter in which environment we live,
顺境逆境
，be it in terms of when things go well or when they go bad,
哦，如果我们能够常常在心中口唱心和的赞美主
，if we can worship God through our mouths and through our hearts,
啊，我们就像我们的服事就能像撒拉佛一样
，then our service will be like those of the seraphim.
哦，那个你的荣、你的称赞、你的赞美就能够达。到神的面前
，Our praise and our shouts of glory would reach the presence of
God. 哦，那因为你的赞美
，and because of your
因为你的呼声
，praise of your shouting.
哦，第四节
，Let's see verse four.
因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。
It says here, and the post of the door was shaken by the voice of him who cried out loud, and the
这就是、
house was filled with smoke.
这就是你呼喊的结果。
This is what happens when you cry out loud.
当你在呼喊当中赞美神。
When you shout and praise the Lord.
当你在苦难当中不忘记称颂神。
When you do not forget to praise the Lord in your times of suffering.
你就能够看到神大能的彰显。
You can see the great power of God being manifested.
整个殿震动。
And see the whole temple being shaken.
充满了烟云。
Filled with smoke.
在你的困难当中，神给你开路。
And in your times of trouble, God will open a way for you.
在你的软弱当中，神给你扶持。
If your weakness, God will support you.
时常赞美主。
So praise the Lord.
所以我们今天从撒拉佛的身上来学习，在如何自我预备来服侍神。
In this session, we have learned how to prepare ourselves to serve through the example of the seraphim.
以他做我们的榜样。
And using the seraphim as our model.
使我们能够在服侍的路上能够力上加力。
So that in the path of our service, we can have strength upon strength.
直到我们能够功成能够完成我们的工作，能够在神面前交账。
Until our work is done and we can give an account to God.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息到11:20，七分钟。
We'll take a 7-minute break until 11:20.